This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
He aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Paul Watson's coming up. We're taking your phone calls right now. Jay in New York wants to chime in. Then Paul's coming up the next segment from London. Jay wants to talk about Comey perjury, Clinton's and Soros. Wow. Do we have Comey on May 3rd, months after the supposed memo saying nobody tried to influence the FBI or him? He'd never heard anything about that from anybody. An omnibus total 360 statement that he has now perjured himself if his memo's true, but we all know that's a fraud. Trump's got the recordings. What do you think, Jay?
His hands must be perfectly clean. I'm sure of that. Right, Alex?
Yes.
Alex, I don't know what we would do without you. I don't know what we would do without you. I do agree with the two previous callers, the gentleman who said, do more. We must, as citizens, do more. As a citizen and as a patriot, personally, I refuse to take this crap any further. I don't personally feel we have any issues of any relevance with Russia. I think it's all crap. I don't care about Donald Trump's tax returns personally. I think the more he says, the more it reflects on as a businessman. I think he could pass that information on as far as tax laws and all that go. I think that's going to be a hat trick for him. But ties with Russia is BS. I don't think there's any such thing. Incidentally, have you heard Roger Ailes passed away at 77, architect of conservative...
Yeah, he had a lot of health problems, so I'm not saying it's foul play, but I might talk about it in the next few days. It was interesting that he died now, but lost some inside baseball behind the scenes. But, yes, look, here's all I'm saying is Comey has been caught saying that Trump never tried to influence things months after he supposedly wrote this down. He's done. It's over. This is the biggest thing ever, and only our audience seems to care. But, you know, you say the animating contest of liberty, being involved, being informed, Jay. It's like people go play paintball because they want competition or touch football or baseball. This is a real war for our future. It's exciting. We're fighting a bunch of degenerate pedophiles. I mean, it's exciting to fight them. It's not work. It's exciting. God bless you, Jay. Love you to death. Appreciate you calling. Let's go ahead and take a call from Virginia. I want to talk about Kushner. Chris in Virginia, you're on the air.
I had to think. I was thinking back to right before the election when it seemed like InfoWars, you had exploded on the map. And then once he had got in, you know, you had been exploding, but it was like it was doing damage on both ends between what was going on in the White House and what you was doing. So it looked to me like the globalists had to figure out a way to stop a momentum on your side. So I believe that they kind of did that disinformation about putting things out there about Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump to get y'all to say something bad to try to tear up the support that it was getting. And I had got me thinking to myself, what incentive would Jared Kushner have to turn on Trump? From the details that Trump has said himself, he look at every aspect of things. I would think that the guy that's marrying his daughter, Donald Trump, would did his due diligence on. And I believe he learned a valuable lesson after the debates about going nice with them through Ivanka and Jared and then getting slapped in the back. So I believe he deployed them in a way that he could keep his ear into what the globalists are doing. Your thoughts?
I think you ought to be hosting this show. A lot more articulate and focused and crystallized than I am. Absolutely great points, my friend. Other points?
I was just saying, you know, it looks to me that it's a whole bunch of smoke and mirrors that's going on because with the transparency that Trump is displaying right now, he's slowly pulling the wool back on everything. I think his only mistake is that he didn't, from his tweet this morning, it indicates to me that he's having regrets about not indicting Hillary with a special counsel. As soon as Jeff Sessions got sworn in, he should have.
You know what? You are so on target. Chris, give us your name and number. I almost want to pick certain callers that are really on target. I almost want to have a show that's hosted by like six or seven callers once a week that are really, and then like expand from there. Give us your name and number, Chris. I want to get on the show more often. He absolutely crystallized the whole deal. All right, I'm going to punch out of here. Sorry to the other callers. Paul Watson from Her Britannic Majesty's London, England, will join us on the other side. Please spread the word.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I got hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required, and you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 5757. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
All right, Paul Watson's taking over. Military strikes on Syrian forces on a convoy by U.S. forces. Nigel Farage warns EU Britain could walk away from negotiations if bullying continues. There is just so much for Paul Watson to cover, but I got to tell you, it is so big. The Comey said under oath to the Senate Judiciary Committee on May 3rd that he had not had anybody from the Trump administration or Trump try to get him to drop their investigation. And they put out this memo that no one's seen, might be completely made up. So either Comey told the truth and the memo's fake, or he perjured himself. And again, we're now 3 hours into us breaking this. It's on InfoWars.com. It's on PrisonPlanet.com. It's gone viral on Facebook and Twitter, Real Alex Jones. But it's not getting the attention it should, even from conservative sites, because there's this worship of the FBI that goes on with those. We'll get Paul's take on this here in a moment. Briefly, we have developed at InfoWarsLife.com a lot of new products. And one of them that goes well with the X2 Survival Shield, the good halogen, is Z-Shield Toxic Metal and Chemical Defense Support. It's so important to try to get the chemicals and toxins out of your body. And with Shilajit and with concentrated zeolites and with the other concentrated herbs, it's a great product. It's discounted out of the gates right now, 30% or 33%. You can sign up for auto ship an additional 10% off because I want you to see how great it is. But whether it's Z-Shield or X2 or Supermel Vitality or DNA Force or Lung Cleanse, these are all amazing products. Our selenium is the best product out there for selenium. Just take Knockout. About 3 years ago, I was taking valerian root and melatonin. I noticed each bottle is $19. And I went to a big manufacturer, big organic producer. We don't just use group. We use three companies total. That's four now. And I said, it's $19.95. I want the same dose of melatonin, but organic-based. But I want to add L-tryptophan and valerian root and lemon balm and chamomile and all the rest of it to it and sell it for $19.95. It would cost you $50, $60 for all those things. But it costs $19.95. When it's discounted, even better. Our colloidal silver is the same one they sell at Whole Foods, except it's $19.95, not $24.95. It's just private label. All of our stuff is the very best. Living Defense is amazing. Biome Defense, our probiotic. Caveman. Is Caveman back in stock? I was told that was sold out. Is that back? Wow. That is a popular product. And I guess it's back in stock. Wow, because no, that's back. Sign up for auto ship an additional 10% off, but get 25% off our new personal care product line, Embrace Essentials, the shampoo, the bug spray, it's all natural, sunscreen, the body wash, the 10-to-1 mouthwash, and more. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And yes, your purchases make it all possible, so thank you. Paul, you got 50 minutes left in transmission. I want to thank you. So without further ado, please take over.
Okay, thanks, Alex. We are in the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show on this May 18th edition. And Alex played the video earlier, and we're going to play it again for the purposes of context, because one of the biggest newspapers in Germany right now is smearing yours truly in a clear example of libel. This is defamatory, claiming that I'm calling for violence. You heard the video earlier in which I was talking about the potential for riots if the mainstream media and the establishment continues to delegitimize Trump and push for his impeachment. Riots that have already happened before Trump was inaugurated, on Inauguration Day itself, and afterwards on many separate occasions. So I made a video talking about the potential for that. Oh, and by the way, police are stocking up on riot gear, themselves preparing for this civil unrest. Made a video about it the next day. Germany's biggest newspaper, or one of the two biggest, I believe, comes out and says that I'm basically calling for violence. This is Frankfurter Allgemeine. I'm going to go through their ridiculous hit piece, but first, for the purposes of context, which they didn't actually use, and they completely misunderstood my video and then smeared me. They got it completely wrong. It's blown up in their face.
They didn't misunderstand. They're liars. They arrest you in Germany if you say Muslims are raping people, Paul. They're lying scum.
You should see this article.
Look. I love the German people. I'm part German. But after Hitler, they're domesticated. They believe his lies. They believe Merkel's lies. They're domesticated. They love Hitler. They love Merkel. They love Islam. They love lies. They hate freedom, Paul. Sorry.
In the video, Alex, I say Trump needs to strike back in the context of replacing his media team and having better messages.
You said purge his staff and hire a better media team.
And they said that I was calling to strike back against people in the streets, that I was calling for war and violence when I said in the video, look what happened with the Syria attack last month. He went to war briefly and the deep state left him alone for a few weeks. Will he make that mistake again? That's what I said in the video.
You said violence was the mistake.
Yeah. And in this article, they say, I call for war and violence.
That's because they are the great inverters. They are the great inverters.
This is one of the worst things. I mean, it could only be down to poor translation. But again, this is not just some fringe blog. It's Frankfurter Allgemeine, probably the biggest newspaper in Germany. And the intro, we'll play the video in a second again, but the intro says, Donald Trump seems to be no longer just a desire for the left-wing media, but many of his fans do not want to accept it. So again, this is a rough translation, but they're saying we don't want to accept that he might be impeached. Some even call for violence if the establishment overthrows their idol. So they go on to say that I put out a video in which I call for violence, I call for violent riots on the streets of America, when that's what I said the left would do, as they've done on numerous other occasions. Let's play the clip. Let's play the full video in context, and then I'll get back into the article. Here's the video, Trump's impeachment. The relentless, hysterical, six-month-long media campaign to delegitimize Trump was firmly based around setting the narrative that he's an illegitimate dictator. They're radicalizing the violent alt-left. We've seen the attacks on Trump supporters. We've seen the crazies trying to scale the White House fence over and over again. This summer, the situation could explode. The drive to impeach Donald Trump will lead to either war abroad or war on the streets of America. Sources close to the White House indicate to us that sleeper cells within the administration, turncoats, will be the leading voices in the push to impeach Donald Trump. The same traitors responsible for the leaks, in alliance with Never Trump Republicans, are feverishly working with the Democratic Party establishment to sabotage Trump. And thanks to the media, bought and paid for by the deep state, the propaganda is working.
But clearly we're on the trail there to an impeachment.
Are we getting closer and closer to the possibility of yet another impeachment process?
I rise today, Mr. Speaker, to call for the impeachment of the President of the United States of America.
Are well on our way to impeachment.
Odds of Trump being impeached by the end of 2017 have shot up past 30%. 48% of Americans want to see it happen, and that's because the media has engaged in blitzkrieg-like onslaughts of deception. We're told this Comey memo is, quote, deeply troubling. So troubling that Comey sat on it for 3 months. So troubling that he kept it quiet for all that time, and only released it days after he was fired. What a coincidence. So Trump tells Comey that he hopes he'll be fair to Flynn because he thinks he's a good man. And the media calls this obstruction of justice. Even CNN admits that this is part of the deep state's revenge against Trump.
We know that this is, you know, they talk about the deep state. Well, these are communities that have a lot of loyalty within and know how to get back. Even to the President of the United States.
The same revenge that Chuck Schumer promised with an evil glint in his eye before Trump even took office.
Let me tell you, you take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So,
domestically in America, huh?
Supposedly hard.
It's illegal, dumbass.
He's being really dumb to do this.
The leak to the Washington Post. Trump tells Russia how to protect innocent people from being blown up on a plane by ISIS. And he's the monster for trying to save lives. Not a single shred of evidence has ever been presented to prove Trump colluded with Russia to influence the election. But that doesn't matter to these people. The end justifies the means. And the end game is the elimination of Trump at whatever cost to the country. Isn't it rich how they still grandstand like they've got the moral high ground? Keith Olbermann begging foreign countries to launch a coup d'etat. You're literally trying to incite the overthrow of a democratically elected president. You don't have the moral high ground. These people are perfectly willing to see the country fail if it means they can claim they were proven right about Trump. They're quite happy to see the plane go down, even though they're on it, just to soothe their butthurt about losing the election. Difference is, they've got parachutes. The middle and working class Americans who voted for Trump don't. And they're the ones who are going to suffer. There are two courses of action for Trump. Either he initiates a massive purge of fifth columnists within his administration, as well as completely replacing his communications team, which steadfastly refuses, or is too incompetent and weak to fight back on any of these issues. The deep state has declared war on Trump. It's time to fight back. The other option is war. You saw what happened after the airstrike on Syria. The deep state left him alone for a few weeks, and his approval rating recovered. Trump could launch a massive war and rally the country around that last refuge of scoundrels, patriotism. But that's exactly what the deep state wants. And once it's over, they'll just keep undermining Trump anyway. Where's this all heading? If the media intensifies this effort to portray Trump as illegitimate, which it will, the situation will explode onto the streets. You'll see massive riots in major American cities this summer. And I'm not talking about protests that boil over. I'm talking full-blown LA-style riots, deaths and destruction of property. It may be triggered by something unrelated to Trump, but the frenzy will all feed into this collapse narrative. That's where it's heading, and that's where they want it to go. The collapse of the Trump presidency, if it cannot be stopped, will make the collapse of Venezuela look like a walk in the park.
That's right. It's the trigger for every brainwashed socialist globalist mental patient to go completely insane. Paul, we haven't prescripted this, and I'm going to let you take over here, but I really want your view on this. How big is it that our listeners sent us clips? Seemed like nobody else had pointed this out. That Comey back in May said nobody tried to get him. I mean, he said in the letter to Trump, you haven't tried to stop our investigation. You're not under investigation. So we already know that in writing, but it's video of him saying it months after he puts this out. This is perjury. And, you know, I tweeted it at Real Alex Jones. It's only got like 3,000-4,000 retweets. Sounds like a lot. It needs a lot more. If we can click on that, I'll show folks. I've also sent some other tweets out. But, I mean, am I wrong? Or is this not really important to get out to people?
No, it's absolutely huge, and I saw it circulating briefly yesterday, but you're right, it's got nowhere near the attention it deserves. Of course, the other thing is, you know, it wasn't obstruction of justice, even if this memo is true. And by the way, nobody's seen it yet. Somebody told the New York Times that they'd seen it. Comey sat, it was such a bombshell shocker that Comey sat on it for 3 months.
Oh, somebody told me maybe once somebody saw a leprechaun riding a unicorn, too. Exactly, yeah. And of course, I'm glad you mentioned, they told me later, Matt found this just in some email. We learned the great Cernovich was talking about it last night. That's why I love him so much. So people have finally found this clip. We're trying to push it big now. It's not about credit, but even though we're pushing it big now, it's not going viral like it should. Comey said Trump never tried to influence him under oath 2 months after the White House meeting. The memo's either fake and Comey's letting the lie be there or he perjured himself, Paul.
No, it's absolutely huge. And the other thing, even if you believe the text of this memo, it says like, oh, Flynn's a good guy. Hopefully you can, you know, let him off, go easy on him. There's no direct order to stop an investigation anyway. And even in that clip that you're talking about of Comey, he says that even if Trump wanted to do that, he could do it. That's what Comey said. So again,
it's a larger clip. He's the president.
Yeah, it's a total nothing.
But what do you make, though? He has the Russian foreign minister that are like, they're planting microphones. He's giving them. They're acting like the president can't even meet with a dog catcher.
It's absolutely insane. The original conversations between Flynn and the evil Russians were about, oh, let's try and work out how we don't go to nuclear war. And for that, Flynn is absolutely dreadful. Yeah, maybe it should have been on record, but just the basic nature of it is not even shocking. Can you imagine the things that Obama got up to? Nobody's blowing the whistle on him, of course, because these people are within the National Security Advisory Board. There's 60% of them who are Obama holdovers. They're the ones who are sabotaging.
Let me ask you this, and I'm going, because I want you to cover the stuff you got lined up. A lot of them are saying it's hurting Democrats, but it's also hurting Trump. But they just get more frantic, more crazy. We know the deep state wants to overthrow Trump. They want to kill him. I think they've got a good chance of either killing him or bringing him down. Then there'll be a civil war, as you said, in the country. These people are crazy.
Alex, you've seen the number of people who tried to infiltrate the White House. One of them basically got in the White House recently. This is all inspired by hysterical mainstream media propaganda.
Okay, he should never be in the White House now.
No. Listen, Alex, you've got Maxine Waters today, and I'm going to play the clip. They ask her, what's the evidence of collusion between Trump and Russia? She says that Vladimir Putin invented the phrases crooked Hillary and lock her up.
And drain the swamp.
That's the evidence. She's literally, that's what she says. She claims that with absolutely no evidence whatsoever. And then it's like MSNBC, even they're shocked. They're like, no, yeah, but what's the actual evidence? She admits there isn't any. Not a single shred has ever been presented apart from a
deluge. What does it say, though, that crazy old ladies like Pelosi that thinks Bush is in office in all these clips are ruling us? It kind of says we're pathetic.
Well, she's in another clip from 98 where she talks about the very process of impeachment and says that it's a coup d'etat and that impeachment shouldn't even be allowed of any
president. I'm going to let you take over and play those clips. Great job, Paul. But I hope the listeners spread the word and retweet it from at Prison Planet and at Alex Jones. And just, Paul, you know how to get stuff out big on Twitter. How do we make the video and the article by Kit Daniels where I break this down, how do we make that go super viral and the video of Comey?
I would upload the video to Twitter, then with the link to the InfoWars article, and, you know, I can do it, and then you can retweet it, or the other way
around. Yeah, I don't care how you do it. Just tell us what to do, because I know you're the bastard at Twitter. Okay, Paul, take over. I'm going to stop now. Got to unplug, or I'll keep talking. Go ahead.
All right, thanks, Alex. Yeah, I'll do that straight after the show. We're going to get to the Maxine Waters clip, just to round up on the German newspaper, Frankfurter Allgemeine. You heard the video, we just played it. Clearly, I was talking about striking back in the context of he needs to purge his media team, in my opinion, to strike back. I talked about him declaring war. He could declare war to get the deep state off his back, to please them, in the context of patriotism being the last refuge of scoundrels. So I was saying war is bad. I then went on to talk about riots. What did I show when I was talking about riots? I showed Antifa leftists rioting, protesting on the day of Trump's inauguration. Clearly, I wasn't talking about right-wing Trump supporters rioting. I wasn't encouraging Donald Trump to launch a war to get the deep state off his back. I was saying that will be the temptation, given that it kind of happened before in April with the Syria strike. Absolutely clear context. Yet Frankfurter Allgemeine says that I'm calling for violence if the establishment overthrows Trump. I'm calling for the exact opposite. I'm saying that's the threat. We should prevent violence and riots. Absolutely incredible. You can go and read the translation of that article. I tweeted it out. Absolutely amazing. We have a few minutes left here in this segment. Let's go to Maxine Waters on, I think it was MSNBC, it was, claiming she's asked what's the evidence for Russia-Trump collusion. She literally says Putin invented the phrase lock her up and crooked Hillary. Here's the clip.
Yes. I want to define what you mean by collusion, because what you're talking about seems more circumstantial to me. Bank records, perhaps contacts that were of a nebulous nature. Who knows why Flynn was talking to the Russian ambassador? It could have been, it seems to have been, about sanctions. Collusion to me is very specific. It means that the Russian government or actors within were trying to elect Donald Trump. But I want to know what collusion means to you, because that seems to be the standard by which you're saying he should be impeached.
Yes, absolutely. I'm talking about strategies that were developed working with the Trump campaign. I really do believe that much of what you saw coming out of Trump's mouth was a play from Putin's playbook. I think that when you saw him absolutely calling Hillary crooked, locker
room,
all
you
of
dumb
that
witch.
Was developed. I think that was developed strategically with people from the Kremlin, with Putin. And
it's
I
called
think
the truth, dumbass.
Bank records. I think that you
oh, that other
see,
congressman thinks
that visits
islands
know,
float.
To Moscow were made during the campaign by Manafort and others. I think it's a lot more absolute.
So you think the Russian government developed the talking points for the Trump campaign?
I think that there was a cooperation in developing strategy about how they could ensure that Hillary Clinton was not elected. They need Trump. Trump will be there.
By the way, she said this before, Paul.
That's what they really want to happen.
That's pretty much the end of it, Alex. Then they ask her if there's any actual evidence of real collusion. She admits there's no evidence. She claims that Putin came up with crooked Hillary and lock her up. He doesn't even speak English. This is absolutely insane, Alex, and this is on MSNBC.
Let's tell him you came up with a lot of this, and so did I, Paul. I mean, we came up with the truth.
Oh, exactly. I mean, he printed the T-shirts. I mean, we came up with that. There's another clip where she's talking about impeachment. Probably get to that after the break. But again, this is the woman who's the prominent voice for wanting to impeach Trump, and her evidence is completely Louise Mensch-level crazy conspiracies about Putin inventing things.
And let's be clear, she's the enemy of America, not Putin. Not that we love Putin, it's just a fact. This is the woman who wants our guns. This is the woman who wants to bring in the Muslims. This is the woman lying constantly. This is the idiot that thinks Putin invaded Korea. She doesn't even know there's a North or South. This woman's a clear and present danger, as Kucinich already said. Jonathan Turley's come out. All the real liberals are horrified. Glenn Greenwald, Paul, you're taking over.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your products, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the top of the listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Another word, another time, in the age of wonder. Another word, another time, his life was green and good until the Christmas act.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's Paul Joseph Watson in for the fourth hour of the show. Today we're going to get back into the crazy world of Maxine Waters here in a second, but first I want to talk to you about an exciting new line of products at InfoWarsStore.com. You've seen the attacks against us on a daily basis. Talked about another one earlier. This is why we need your support. And these are the new Emrix Essentials line of organic household products. So again, it's another one of those things where you're going to want to buy these products anyway. They're everyday products that everybody uses, you know, sunscreen, body wash, bug spray. So why not buy them from us and support this network? After 23 years, we found a company run by a fellow patriot that was dedicated to producing high-quality organic products that were even better and cost far less than other leading brands. So we have the non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, deep-free herbal bug spray, and again, you're going to buy these products anyway, so get them from us. You have the pure and scented body wash, the peppermint mouthwash. Again, this is all organic, unlike the crappy mouthwash that you can buy that's linked to cancer and all these other horrible things. The cheap stuff. We've got pure tea tree shampoo, long-lasting natural deodorant. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. It is the Emrix Essentials line of organic household products. It's available right now. Support this broadcast. Get the other great products at InfoWarsStore.com. We can only survive and thrive with your continued support. You know, Patreon has now started delisting people, started banning them for hate speech because they have, God forbid, a different opinion. So people reliant on donations now are even being banned, censored off the internet. Remember, PayPal banned WikiLeaks. We're reliant only on you getting the products. That's why they can never take us down in that kind of manner. They're still going to attack us on a daily basis. But we rely on you, and that is our strength. We don't rely on the establishment for our income. Please get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's get back into Maxine Waters now, who claims that proof of collusion between Russia and Trump is the claim that Putin invented the phrase lock her up and crooked Hillary. Yes, she actually said that, even though Vladimir Putin doesn't even speak English, but that's the bombshell evidence of collusion between Putin and Trump. No evidence for it whatsoever, but, you know, that's kind of the standard by now, isn't it? So should we really be that surprised? Now, there's also another video which has re-emerged today from 1998 where she talks about impeachment of Bill Clinton in the context of impeachment representing a coup d'etat. Let's go to that video now.
Mr. Speaker and members, how must our American soldiers feel to have their commander-in-chief under attack while they are engaged in battle? They have the right to feel betrayed and undermined. Today, we are here in the People's House debating the partisan impeachment of the President of the United States of America while the commander-in-chief is managing a crisis and asking world leaders for support. This is indeed a Republican coup d'etat. Mr. Speaker and members, Americans all, the Republicans will couch this extremist, radical anarchy in pious language, which distorts the Constitution and the rule of law. Bill and Hillary Clinton are the real targets, and the Republicans are the vehicles being used by the right-wing Christian coalition extremists to direct and control our culture. The rule of law has been violated in denying the president notice of charges, by the abuse of power in the collecting of so-called evidence and the denial.
Okay, let's leave it there. That's Maxine Waters in 1998. Not such a big fan of impeachment then, was she? Calling it a coup d'etat. You'll notice she used the term pious language. She accused Republicans of using pious language to justify the impeachment of Bill Clinton. That's exactly what they're doing right now. I mean, have you watched Keith Olbermann? It's this big thing like, oh, he's preventing the subversion of the country. It's that exact kind of pious language when, in fact, the only person subverting the country is him and his ideologues with all this hysteria backed up by absolutely nothing. Reuters admitted that today. Again, this is another story like the Comey video that nobody's really picked up on. It's on Infowars.com. Headline, Reuters admits no evidence of collusion between Trump and Russia. Of course, it was presented as this big scoop that Trump campaign advisors have spoke with Russian officials in the last 7 months of the campaign, actually to try and, you know, prevent war with Russia and have peace and cooperation. God forbid, we can't have that, can we? Hillary Clinton actually wanted war with Russia based on cyber security. If they merely suspected Russia of attacking the US in the context of cyber security, she wanted war. That's good. That's progressive. We can't have the two major nuclear superpowers talking to each other and striving towards peace, can we? No, deep state doesn't like that. So it was introduced as this big scoop. The actual meat of it is buried in paragraph 6, where it says, quote, this is quoting anonymous intel sources again, the people who described the contacts between Russia and the Trump administration to Reuters said that they had seen no evidence of wrongdoing or collusion between the campaign and Russia. So there you have it. They admit no collusion between Russia and Putin, between Russia and the Trump administration. Nothing. Another big fat nothing burger. They've got absolutely no evidence, apart from Maxine Waters' insane rambling conspiracy theories about Vladimir Putin inventing phrases for the Trump campaign that Alex Jones literally invented in one case. Putin doesn't even speak English. She's pulled that out of absolutely nowhere. She continues to make gaffes on television day after day after day, and they still put her up there as the credible voice of impeachment. Absolutely incredible. Of course, we had the death of Roger Ailes announced today. When this was when this news broke, of course, Drudge Report broke it first. I tweeted, Roger Ailes is dead. Thousands of leftists on Twitter will now insult his grieving family by celebrating the news. Lo and behold, that's exactly what happened. Now, bear in mind, I would never celebrate the death of my worst enemy. It shows a complete lack of class. It's vicious. It just reflects back on the person doing it. And that's exactly what's happened throughout today. You know, during World War II, British soldiers fighting in a war against Nazis, if the Nazis were killed, they would give them respectful burials. Even Nazis would be respected in death. But not Roger Ailes. And I've tweeted some of these out today. A verified account on Twitter called May Fatigue tweeted a response to Alex Jones's tweet about Roger Ailes, where he said, you know, announced that he had died. She said, quote, hey, I guess both of you won't be seeing your kids. So she's not only insulting his memory, she's insulting his grieving kids. Very classy. Very, very classy indeed. Cenk Uygur, Young Turks. This is what he said about Roger Ailes. Quote, glad Roger Ailes lived long enough to get caught and die lonely and humiliated. That extra year of life cost him dearly. He's talking about someone who literally just died, who has grieving children, grieving family members. That's what Cenk Uygur had to say about it. Yeah, real classy, Cenk, real classy. Now, bear in mind, what happened after Ted Kennedy died? Did conservatives make fun of it? Probably a few of them did. Did they celebrate it in such vast numbers? Were verified Twitter accounts celebrating it? Were pundits on the news celebrating it? No. Ted Kennedy, this is a guy who left a woman for dead in the Chappaquiddick incident. You probably read about it. He drives off a bridge into the water. He manages to escape. His partner at the time doesn't. He leaves her to drown. Doesn't report the accident for 10 hours to authorities. Okay? Leaving a woman to drown to death is significantly worse than anything Roger Ailes did. Allegedly assaulting women, which is bad, but you want to compare that to what Ted Kennedy did? Not on the same level, is it? Oh, but what happened when Ted Kennedy died? They all adored him, of course they did. Nobody was talking about a Chappaquiddick incident. Certainly nobody on the right, nobody prominent, was celebrating his death and taunting his grieving family members like the classy leftists are doing today. Absolute disgrace. There's no level to which they won't stoop every single time. This is another article. Feminists attack Kimberly Guilfoyle for sending prayers to Roger Ailes' family. She sent a tweet in memory of Roger Ailes and his grieving family members. She was viciously attacked by feminists, who of course reserve their most virulent hatred for smart conservative women. Slate editor Sam Adams rejoices over death of Roger Ailes, then deletes tweet. Roger Ailes was an evil man who made the world a dramatically worse place. On the bright side, he's dead now. They just can't resist. They cannot resist. They're vicious, vicious individuals. Again, even if my worst enemy politically died, if anyone died, you don't celebrate their death. You don't... I just can't believe it. Yes, you don't have to worship them after they've died. You can still point out what was wrong with them, but you don't flagrantly celebrate their death when their family members are still mourning over it, or ever. Again, the British used to give Nazis that they were fighting in a war with respectful burials, yet these people can't even put out a respectful tweet. They can't even shut up about it for 24 hours. They have to gloat over the death of somebody. What does that say about them? Vicious, vicious, nasty people. Absolutely incredible. Moving on to cultural enrichment news now. We had the article up on Infowars.com about an hour ago. Austrian town refuses to accept more refugees after migrants gang rape 15-year-old girl. Another European country enjoying the cultural enrichment that this mass refugee wave has brought. A town in Austria has refused to accept any more refugees after three migrants gang raped a 15-year-old girl. She was walking home on April 25th. She was grabbed. She was brutally raped by two men from Somalia and one from Afghanistan. The police sat on it for nearly a month, refused to tell the public about it in this small town. Look at the picture there. Look how nice that little town looks. This isn't even in a major city. This is just a quiet little town in Austria. Invited these people in. Now you've got 15-year-old girls being gang raped. And the police said nothing about it for nearly a month, putting the other citizens at risk. But now the mayor has basically told the government in Austria, that's it. Zero tolerance. We're not taking in any more refugees until further notice because of this incident. Now, it's interesting that it's in Austria because, of course, they were subjected to another act of cultural enrichment. I think it was about 18 months ago now, when an Iraqi refugee raped a 10-year-old boy at a swimming pool in Vienna. And after he did it, he didn't even try to flee. He thought it was perfectly normal, natural behavior to rape a 10-year-old boy. Oh, and by the way, he hadn't had sex for 4 months, so it was a, quote, sexual emergency. That's literally what he told the police. These are the people we're inviting in. People who think it's normal to rape boys at swimming pools. Like, the police are going to show up and they're just going to believe him. It's like, well, it's just normal. Oh, okay, it's just normal. Maybe normal where you come from. It's not normal in Austria. But the kicker was that his conviction is going to be reduced. He originally got convicted, but it's now going to a retrial because the judges found that he believed the child, the 10-year-old boy, had consented to be raped. So because this rapist claims that he thought the child wanted it, that means he's going to get off with a lighter sentence. Can you believe it? Again, this is happening over and over again in swimming pools. You know, men exposing themselves, grabbing on women, harassing women. In Germany, in some towns, they had to ban, quote, refugees from using swimming pools altogether. They were called racist for that. By the same frigging feminists that whine all day about a rape culture, which doesn't exist, while inviting an actual rape culture to take over their country. So now Austria is enjoying more cultural enrichment. Migrants gang rape 15-year-old girl. The police sat on it for nearly a month. Now they're saying we're not taking any more in. Over in Sweden, my favourite country, asylum seeker masturbated next to the wrong woman. What a headline that is, out of Spicer. An Iraqi asylum seeker sat next to 21-year-old Hannah on the train and began to masturbate, something he would soon regret. So she basically smacked him over the head. He fled. The train conductor let him go. He fled. Thankfully, they found him. Of course, the thing here is that he thought it was natural. He thought it was perfectly acceptable to just go on an empty train where a woman sat on her own with her headphones on, half asleep, and to just start masturbating over her. He just thought that's completely acceptable. And I guess, given previous examples where this has happened, where women have actually been raped on trains in Sweden, in Germany, and they've said, well, I didn't want to report it to the police because that might make me racist. We've seen women in Paris talking about how they're groped, sexually molested, harassed on the street. And they say, well, we have to be tolerant now. We have to be tolerant of this. They've brought their behavior in. It's acceptable in their country. We just have to be tolerant of that because we're progressive. No, you don't have to be tolerant of men grabbing on your breasts and trying to rape you. You frigging idiots. This is what the left is inviting in. The most regressive anti-woman, pro-rape culture belief system on the planet. And they're stood there with the refugee welcome signs. Oh, Paul, not all refugees. Yeah, absolutely terrible argument. Can you imagine if, for example, United Airlines had 5 planes crash on the same day? And people, what would people's response to that be? The natural, normal response would be to say, let's find out what the hell is going on. Why are 5 planes from the same company crashing on the same day? The normal response would not to be to say, oh, but there are 1,000 United Airlines that didn't crash today. So then we must not have a problem. Why are you obsessing about these 5 planes that crashed when 1,000 didn't? That's literally the argument they have when they say, not all migrants, not all Muslims, not all refugees. Yeah, no one's debating that. That's not the argument. The argument is, this is a problem. Women are being molested and raped. We have to address it. We have to stop inviting in this rape culture. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Sandovite really works, but you find that hard to believe, and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it. I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I was a highwayman
Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her marbles to my trade.
We're live for the final segment of the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Before I hit a few final news stories, I want to tell you about Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, back in stock for a limited time at a price of just $9.95. That's 33% off retail. Again, we've been sold out for months on this. It's back in stock. It's not going to stick around for long. It is the fluoride-free toothpaste, which everybody buys anyway. So why not get it from us? It contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. It has the xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. It's available right now. $9.95 at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have the new Z-Shield, or Z-Shield as it's properly announced, toxic metal and chemical defense support formula for 25% off retail. It is the proprietary toxic metal and chemical defense support formula. It's available now at InfoWarsLife.com in a very limited first run. Our food, water, and air is loaded with toxic metals and chemicals that are known to be wreaking havoc on our bodies. Fight back with Z-Shield, or Z-Shield for British people. Toxic metal and chemical defense support now available. 25% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Support this network. Let's hit some final news stories here in the last 3 minutes. Police departments stocking up on riot gear in preparation for summer of rage. Now, if you check the year-by-year amount spent on riot gear, batons, shields, pepper spray, whatever, it's going up significantly every single year. It's clearly designed to deal with demonstrations, protests that get out of hand. So people have crunched the numbers through Freedom of Information Act requests, and they've found that across the country, police departments are spending more and more year on year on riot gear. Of course, this ties into the collapse narrative I talked about in that Trump impeachment video, where you have the attempt by the media, by the establishment, to delegitimize Trump, to venerate, to legitimize riots against his administration. So that could very well happen. And police across the country are definitely preparing for the worst. Now we have the BBC threatening to tell your bosses if you post offensive comments online. They actually say this. They actually vow and promise to contact people's employers if they post offensive or inappropriate content on BBC websites, which of course, according to them, is any dissenting opinion in most cases, especially when it comes to immigration. You've seen the comment boards, for example, on other left-wing media outlets in the UK, like The Guardian, where it's just literally, your comment has been deleted, your comment has been deleted, your comment has been deleted. Everything's offensive to a regressive leftist. Now they're threatening to contact people's employers if they committed a thought crime. Oh, screw you, BBC. This is, again, a taxpayer-funded body in the United Kingdom. You don't pay their mafia charge. They send goons around to your house. Now they're threatening to report people, again, for leaving offensive comments on their news articles. Absolutely incredible. Also in Europe, Sweden's facing a chronic housing shortage. Nearly a quarter of young people in Sweden still live at home, according to the Swedish Union of Tenants. That number's going up and up and up, as is the number of migrants who they invite into the country. 163,000 people migrated to Sweden last year, 100,000 more people than the number who did so in 2000. So those numbers continue to rise. And what a surprise, the numbers of Swedish young people living with their parents continues to rise as well. It's a terrible situation economically, culturally. It's not working. It has to stop. That's going to wrap it up for the fourth hour. Breaking news at InfoWars.com. Thanks for joining us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.